Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Ibrahim Dawood Nonu, the head of the Bahraini Jewish community. To you, Ibrahim, thank you for joining us on 101.9 Chai FM this afternoon. Salam and shalom to you.
Pleasure. Shalom. Shalom to everybody. Pleasure.
So, Ibrahim, in South Africa, we are a very Eastern European Ashkenazi community. We don't know too much about what happens in the rest of the world. Who even knew there was a Jewish community in Bahrain? Do you want to tell us a little bit about it and perhaps its history?
Absolutely. Yes, it starts in the late 19th century. Of course, Bahrain used to be a trading post between Europe and India, and there were plenty of jobs available here. So the Jews from Iraq, actually, they knew about that. So the ones who were struggling with their families in Iraq, especially my grandfather, whose father remarried. And because his mother died, he wasn't happy with the new family. So he wanted to find his own way in life, and he decided to come to Bahrain as a young boy. And he found work in Bahrain and managed to get started and find a new life. And he did very well here. So did many of the other Jews who left Iraq. They came to Bahrain and they found work. And in the 1920s and 1930s, there were around about 800 Jews here in Bahrain. Of course, they were like a big family, and they integrated very well with the Bahraini families. And they were, of course, Bahrainis. But of course, in 1948, in 1935, there was a pearl trader who used to come to Bahrain on a regular basis, and he found that there was this community of Jews who didn't really know much about their religion either. So what he decided to do, he purchased a piece of land and built a synagogue on it, and brought in a rabbi and started teaching the Jews how to pray properly, how to read Hebrew properly, and his name was Cartier. No other than Cartier, because we knew, we have pictures of him with the pearl traders in Bahrain.
Goodness gracious.
Yes, and he used to he used to buy the pearls here and go back and sell them in France. And we figured out his name was Cartier because the Bahraini traders told us it was Cartier, and we have a picture of him. But of course, you know, when we actually went to, when one of our representatives went to France to check on the story, they said they have absolutely no record of a Mr. Cartier being in Bahrain, so and so. Well, of course, when you're going to do something like this, you're going to do a mitzvah. So we figured that he did it as a mitzvah for the Jewish community.
Is there a different kind of Islam prevalent in Bahrain? And why I'm asking is that many, I think 700,000-800,000 Jews fled Arab lands for Israel and other places in 48. I'm thinking about the Farhud in Iraq. I mean, times were not good. How is it that the community survived and remained on in Bahrain at that time?
Well, what happened in 1948, when the news of Palestine came out, when the news of the creation of Israel came out, there were some Arab workers who were expatriate Arab workers who got very upset with the news, and they started causing trouble. Yeah. They ransacked the synagogue and they attacked the Jewish homes. But actually, there are documented cases of Bahrainis Muslim Bahrainis who actually protected the Jews. They were protecting the Jews. And this came from Mr. Charles Belgrave, who in his book, My Personal Column, he actually documented those cases that the Bahrainis were protecting the Jewish homes. But of course, this was too much for the Bahraini, Jews. So they decided, well, we need to leave, and they were scared, and they left. And that was the first wave of the Bahraini Jews who left. There, around about 40% of the Bahraini Jews left at that time in 1948. The second wave that left was about 15 years later. Obviously, when the community shrank, those who had daughters in the families, they were kind of like stuck, because they thought, well, how are we going to get our daughters married if the community is very small? So they decided to leave as well. So really, after in the 70s and 80s, only a handful of Jews were left. So around about 50 or so.
That's fascinating to me in terms of how tiny and how small it was, but give me the more sort of emotional side of it. What was it like living as a Jew in that particular time, the 70s and the 80s? Could you be open about it, or was that something that you had to keep very close to the chest?
No, absolutely. Being a Jew in the 70s and 80s in Bahrain is it was a very interesting time. The Jews, of course, being Iraqi, they had the culture of the Bahrainis. So the culture helped in integrating the Jews with the Bahraini society. And of course, the Bahrainis are very, very gentle Muslim people who really have this capacity as being being a kind of like empathic with other people. And that's why here in Bahrain we have such a good diversity of religions. In fact, we have the Hindus, who have been here over 200 years, and the other thing that the Muslims will say to you here is that everybody, the way they look at things is that everybody to their own religion. They're not interested in people's religions. They're more interested. If they like you, they'll get on with you. And that's the way it's been in those times, in the old days. And I think that's because everybody was on the same level, which is a great thing. When the Jews were working in Bahrain and they actually ran the markets, everybody was on a similar level. So the Jews and the Muslims actually went to each other's houses and celebrated together.
They were
very close. So it was a lovely thing. Yeah. Now, when I have worked in Manama in the 70s and 80s, and honestly, I can honestly tell you, not once have I ever had anybody come and give me a negative statement about my religion. So I'm actually, and my best friends are mainly the Muslim Shiites. They're mainly my best friends.
Ibrahim, I don't want to run out of time, and I'm just conscious that we only have 3 minutes left, but it just strikes me how absolutely bizarre the world has become, that it's probably better and safer to be Jewish in Bahrain than it is to be Jewish in Paris right now.
Absolutely. This is what's amazing, really, about the world today. But here we're really looking forward to seeing a lot of Israelis come over here, and we need like a minyan brigade to help us run the synagogue.
Well, I believe there are 28 flights a week coming your way, not necessarily to Bahrain, but certainly to Dubai. So I think you're going to be inundated. And that was one of the questions I wanted to ask you, is how is the Abraham Accords going to affect your life in any way, if at all?
Well, we're indigenous Bahrainis, so it really, I mean, we're Bahrainis first. So we really fit in very well in Bahrain. The Emirati Jews are kind of like, more like expatriates.
Expats.
Jews who will be, they will greatly benefit from being there in the Emirates. But for us here, we're really looking forward to seeing the Israelis come over and have a look and see what Bahraini culture is like. I'm sure they're going to learn a lot from us. And the other thing I really want to show the Israelis here is the market, the old market, you know, where the Jews used to live, and our synagogue, of course, because it has been rebuilt, and also it's going to be refurbished now and going to be ready for Purim next year.
Ibrahim, be careful what you wish for, because we are down south and en route to Tel Aviv. You're on the way, so it is highly likely that you will have plane loads of us stopping off to visit your communities. And just to kind of end it on a sort of a lighter note,
yes.
I know very little to nothing about Iraqi Jews. How do you break your fast on Yom Kippur? What do you break it with?
Oh, well, we are very lucky here because Yom Kippur is very short. And sun up and sun down is so early. When we break the fast, we simply do it with the bread, and we make our own bread in Bahrain. So we break the fast with bread. We always have eggs on the table. We also have the other thing we do is we keep coins. We keep the old silver coins,
yes,
in a bowl of water, and we get everybody to wash their hands in a bowl of silver coins. That's kind of like traditional. But all our prayers are done at home. Our Yom Kippur prayers are done at home, and we do that as a family. But of course, now that we're going to have the synagogue refurbished, it's going to be great. Actually,
you're going to have to extend it. I'm absolutely sure.
Yeah.
Ibrahim Daoud Nonu, the head of Bahraini Jewish community, thank you so very much for talking to us here in South Africa on 101.9 Chai FM. Thank you for your time.
Pleasure. Good luck to all of you.